What's up, everybody? It's Dr. L here with Spartan Mind, your chief mind doc. Now, today we're going to be talking about what happens when you get activated in a relationship. Now, what do I mean by activated? Okay, well, we've all been there, right? We're having a conversation with a friend. It's just kind of nice and things are going well. And all of a sudden they say something or ask something and ooh, it just activates something in you. It triggers something. You get all prickly. Maybe you get super hot, super annoyed, frustrated, irritable. You want to smack them across the face. That's getting activated. And getting activated is really important to kind of learn and understand and know about because A, it happens to all of us. And B, one of the reasons that it happens to us is because there's an agent inside, an activating agent that's taking place that's putting you in a position of either defensiveness, insecurity, or fear. Okay? So one of the things that I want you to remember when you get activated, there's a question that's always helpful for me, right? And that question is, what is this tapping into? Dive into that a little bit. So if you ask that question, oh, what is this tapping into? And all of a sudden you realize, this is tapping into my insecurity of being a parent. Well, start to work with that a little bit. Ask yourself, is that fair that, you know, I'm getting so activated with this individual when she's just asking a completely benign question, but all of a sudden I'm becoming Godzilla, right? So kind of do a little internal therapy with yourself real quick. Also, we can get activated in relationships when the person across from us reminds us of somebody, okay? So let's say you're talking to one of your friends, and the way that she asks a question sounds a lot like your mother and it reminds you of her. Well, then I want you to think about, okay, this is not mom right here that's sitting across from me. This is my friend. So how can I tone down? How can I breathe? How can I just put myself in a position of being a little bit more calm, a little bit less impulsive, and then move forward with a response that's less activated, okay? So the third part, and this taps back into that fear, right? So those two things that can get activated, insecurity or fear. The fear part, I want you to think about in the sense of, is this uncovering a deep fear that I have, either about myself or about relationships or about the world, that scares me? And my unconscious is sort of at play here, moving me into a position of being afraid. Now, that can happen to us in a lot of different instances. Let's say, for example, you're talking to a colleague at work, and all of a sudden they say, hey, did you see that new girl come in an interview? And all of a sudden you're like, no, I didn't see her. Where? Or, you know, or whatever response you might have. Is that maybe fear that that new girl is here to replace your job? Okay, so again, you want to ask yourself those questions. You want to tap into what is the feeling right now that's getting activated, that insecurity or that fear. And then, like I said before, ask yourself, does this person remind me of someone? And that's really what's getting triggered here, is that relationship with that other person who I'm reminded of, okay? Now, common humanity, we all get activated in relationships. Sometimes we respond impulsively. And sometimes if you do respond impulsively, just rewind, like just go backwards, circle back either to the individual or to yourself so that you can ask yourself some of those questions to put you in a position of gaining more wisdom and knowledge. So next time you make a better choice. Good luck.